Happy Valentine's Day, Pookie. Don't run. No, 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 no. No, you're not going anywhere, baby. It's Valentine's Day and you're gonna spend it with me. Now come on inside and lock the door. How was work? Did you have a good day? Oh, that's too bad. Well, maybe what you need is perhaps a little affection. A little Valentine's Day magic to cheer you up. I really wish you would stop calling me that. I'm not crazy. I'm not. I love you. And I'm sorry, but you're too stubborn to see true love when it's right in front of your face. And I'm not going to let you walk away from that. I'm not going to let you walk away from true love. How crazy do you have to be to walk away from that? To walk away from everything that we've done together, that we've been through? Yeah, I count that. I mean, I've always been there, whether you've seen me or not. I've always been there for every little thing that you've done. I've always kept an eye on you because you're mine and I'm yours. And why would you throw that away? It really hurts my feelings when you say things like that. No. No, I need you to come here. Come on, sit down next to me. You need to open up your present. Do you really think that the police are going to get rid of me? Have they ever? You call the cops on me all the time, and I still haven't left. The restraining order means nothing to me. I'm your soulmate. And the law cannot get in the way of true love. Yes, you do. You do love me. You're just confused. Now, I'm not going to hurt you. Not again. I mean, the last time that I did was, I thought I was being very valid. You had a woman in our bed. Yes, our bed. It doesn't matter, any bed that you sleep in is our bed because we are soulmates. It was like you were spiritually cheating on me with that skank, and you expect me not to put a rock through your window, climb through and attack her with a fucking... It's not the point. Just come sit down. Come on. Open your present. Come on. Don't be shy. There you go. Now, was that so fucking hard? Here, open it. Do you like it? I thought you would. Yeah, isn't it nice? I made it myself. Yeah, the matching... Yeah, there's matching gloves in there, too. Yeah, hat, scarf, gloves. I want to keep you extra warm this summer, or this winter, because, oh my god, this winter has been so cold. And I noticed that you're wearing like that hideous poly blend, and I wanted you to have real wool, so this will keep you way warmer, I promise. You're so silly. Why would I even consider that? I would never hurt you. Not again. You're not like emotionally cheating on me with another woman, and you're not having sex with anyone else. I know this for a fact because I've been keeping an eye out. No, I wanted to give you presents, and here they are, and, yeah. No, of course I'm not going anywhere. I have no intention of going anywhere. We're gonna spend the night together. I mean, you could try to run again, but I don't think that would be in your favor. Because... Well, let's just say I don't plan on hurting you, but if you keep denying me the simple pleasure of your company, I'm just going to have to do what I have to do. Oh, such a hard question. What do I want? What do I want? Oh, yeah. Just you. That's it. What? Wait, what? Do you mean that? So you're saying that if we have sex, you I mean, I'm just so confused. So you want to have sex with me, but you want me to leave after? But this is Valentine's Day. Don't you want me to stay until the morning and make you pancakes? I don't know why you're so scared of me. Stop being scared of me. No, it's stupid. It's stupid to be scared of me. I am going to be the love of your life, and you just don't see it. And I'm sorry that you're that stupid, but I'm here, and I love you, and I'm not going anywhere. Like, you were just complaining in your diary that everyone abandons you, and now I'm here, and you don't want me? Yes, I read your fucking diary. I've been reading your diary every time I break into your house. Pretty often. Whenever I miss you and you're at work, I just like to smell your pillows and read your journal and check your emails. Oh, yeah, no, it's easy. I just mark them as unread and you don't know any better. I really wish you'd stop calling me that. I'm not crazy. I mean, I'm crazy for you, but I'm not, like, certifiable. Okay, well, my doctor doesn't know anything. No, my doctor doesn't know a damn thing. You know, they think they know everything because they, like, read a few books and went to school or whatever, but you can't know what's in a person's head. Besides, he's a head doctor. This is about the heart. This is about my love for you, my appreciation and desire to, you know, for you and to be with you, and I'm not going to let you walk away. Just point blank, I'm just not going to let you. I mean, you can offer me sex, but I'm staying after. Well, I mean, hear me out. I stay the night. I make you breakfast in the morning. You go to work. And when you get back, we do it all over again. We can make every day Valentine's Day. It's because I need you. I want you. I love you. Sit back. Let me show you. Don't be scared. It's fine. Yeah, I like that. I mean, it's not like you have much of a choice. Fate has just destined us to be together. Yeah. Let me get on my knees, right in front of you. And, yeah. Oh, for someone who's scared, you're very hard. Yeah, you popped out of your jeans just now, and I can tell by the look of it, you want me as bad as I want you. I want you to love me back so bad. You just have to learn. You have to learn how good I am to you. No one will be able to suck your dick like me. Yeah, I'm your fucking soulmate. Don't you forget it. I want to worship you. I want to love you forever. Be with you for all time. I'll do this all the time if you let me. Yeah, you like it? Yeah, let's take it all the way down. Oh. Yeah, you want to fuck, huh? You keep calling me your stalker, but you're gonna still fuck me, aren't you? Yeah? Yeah, come here. Yeah, fuck me right on your living room floor. Yeah. Ooh, yeah, fuck. Oh, fuck, baby, yeah. Oh, yeah, I love you. I need you. I can't stand being without you, baby. Yeah, yeah. Fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah. Fuck, 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 fuck. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, it feels so good. That feels so good. Yeah. Oh, yeah, fuck my pussy, baby. Yeah, fuck me. Fuck me hard. Call me a stalker as much as you want, but you love this pussy. Yeah, but you want it all the time. You just can't admit it to yourself. Yeah. 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 Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. 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 Yeah. You make me so wet, baby. You make me so wet. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it feels good, huh? Yeah? Yeah? Aren't you glad I made you be my Valentine? Yeah? Yeah, fuck me. Fuck me harder. Fuck me harder. Oh, your cock has got me so fucking close. Fuck me harder. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Yep. Yeah. Come at me. Come at me. Fucking knock me up. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, you look ashamed of yourself. What's wrong? You know, you can deny it all you want, but you wanted that too. No, I didn't use intimidation. I wasn't intimidating you, obviously. I was just trying to remind you that nobody's ever going to love you like I do, Valentine. This has been a Molly Molotov 666 production, sponsored by EvilExpo.com. Have fun, guys.